This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Paul Rice is the deputy warden at the Botetourt Correctional Facility near Roanoke, and he joins us on the long line from his office. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm going okay. I'm getting over a cold, but otherwise all right. And I want to thank you for spending some time with us, because I know you are a very busy man. The Sorensen Institute was down to visit you a few weeks ago, and we got a tour of the facility and enjoyed talking with you for a while. And it was such an eye-opening experience for me, I wanted to share some of your knowledge with our listeners, because you are incredibly well-informed about this situation. Can we start with just some very simple, let's start with, Paul Rice 101, just let folks know who you are, and then we'll look at some of the numbers of this prison system here in the Commonwealth.
Okay. Well, I've been with the department now for about 10 years. I graduated from the University of Missouri, and I've been with the department. I've worked at several different facilities. I think I'm destined to be a public servant, but I spent a year and a half at Buckingham Correctional Center as a counselor, and at that time, that was before any of the supermaxes in Virginia had opened up. So that was the highest security level of prison that we had.
And that's where in Buckingham?
That was in Buckingham County, near Dillon.
Okay.
And then I received a promotion from there to go ahead and be a treatment specialist up at the Fluvanna Correctional Center for Women. Of course, that was all levels of women. It was about 1,200 inmate population of females. And I spent about 7 years there. And that was, of course, right down the road from Charlottesville.
Right, right.
And then about a year and a half ago, I received another promotion to be the assistant warden here at Botetourt Correctional Center, which is also it's a lower security male facility, but deals with the substance abuser.
Right, right. How many people are actually in the prison system? And explain to us how that's separate from the jail system.
Well, the prison system, I think what we're looking at now is somewhere around 31,000, 32,000. And the prison system, of course, is a lot different from the jail because, once an inmate gets sentenced to prison, there becomes, I hate to say a light at the end of the tunnel, but there becomes some certainty wherever it is of what's going to happen to them. Of course, the jails are a holding area. They're usually for misdemeanor crimes where they don't serve as much time. Their time is sentenced in months. And they're usually, folks in jail, they're usually waiting for trial, waiting for an outcome of a trial, waiting to go to prison. So it's a lot different. It's more of a holding tank for prisons. Everybody that we get in prison comes from a jail.
And so we've got about 32,000 people in Virginia who are in our prison system of the DOC, the Department of Corrections.
Yes, sir.
What percentage of that would be men versus women?
I would probably say, I'm going to guess here a little bit. I would probably say that probably about somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 are women.
So a pretty small percentage of the overall total population.
Right.
And tell us how many prisons there are in Virginia, and how many of those are this supermax high, security facilities.
Well, we have about what we call 30 major institutions, and the major institutions are considered your pretty big institutions. We have levels 1 through 6. We have one level 6 prison, and that's considered our supermax. And we have
and that's where?
That's down in Red Onion State Prison. That's in Southwest Virginia.
I've never even heard of that.
It's where those inmates that are having a very difficult time, adapting to the prison environment, go.
And is this Virginia Supermax only takes troubled inmates from other Virginia prisons or from all over the country?
No, just from Virginia prisons, unless there's a contract. I'm sure there has been some contract with other states before.
Right, right.
But for the most part, from what I know now, I couldn't be certain. But I know it's a Virginia prison.
Right, right.
And we generally send inmates from Virginia prisons there that have difficulty adapting to the prison lifestyle.
And is that one of those prisons where they're in solitary confinement 23 hours out of every day? And
well, I think I don't have a whole lot of knowledge about Red Onion, but one of the things that they do, they have a progressive behavior system that you can work your way out of there. Is you can go there and you can work your way out of there following a certain program that they have that can get you back to another prison.
Right, right. And that is down in Southwest Virginia. How many folks are in there, do we know?
I couldn't give you a number offhand.
Okay. So that's the only level 6 prison in Virginia. How about out of the other, like, roughly 29 facilities?
Yeah. And we, you know, we have a couple level 5s, level 4s. We are considered, here at Botetourt, we are a 1/2 prison. We're low custody.
Right. And so I know that some of the inmates that I met at your prison, they actually, in fact, I met one guy who said, you know, I've been in prison over 20 years.
Right.
And I'm getting out next year. They come to your prison when they're getting ready to be released. Is that right?
Right. Since we're a single mission facility, basically we deal strictly with substance abuse, and we're one of only 3 prisons in Virginia that deals with a substance abuse offender. And I think some studies have shown that probably 80% of the inmates that actually come to prison have had an issue with substance abuse. So evidence-based practice has always kind of supported that those inmates that receive substance abuse treatment prior to them leaving, or just prior to them leaving, have a better chance of being successful upon release than those inmates that may receive their substance abuse treatment right when they get to prison.
Right. Which could have been years ago, but, you know, they could get it, and then 10 years later they're going to be let out, and who knows what they could have been doing substance abuse-wise in prison.
Right.
So then they go to Botetourt, which, of course, is in Troutville, down near Roanoke, just north of Roanoke, and tell us a little bit about your facility, sort of paint a picture for folks so they can picture it, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of exactly what y'all do there that's so unique.
Well, we have somewhere around 130 staff, and basically, we're made up of correctional officers, counselors. We're just a city among ourselves here. You know, we have food service, commissary, medical, school. You know, we're just basically can handle all the business we need to handle here. And one of the things we do is we try to develop a community here, and which, you know, it's a different culture here. You know, I think the culture that we're trying to create a culture of community here, as opposed to, you know, the typical, you know, stigma of a prison culture where, you know, there's every man for himself and you kind of got to be real careful. But, you know, the culture we want to create here is of one of community where the inmates are all in the same boat. They all are struggling with the same issues, and they can, you know, address each other as such.
Now, the inmates have to recognize your facility as a great place, because you don't go there unless you're about to get let out.
Well, I think they see the light at the end of the tunnel when they come here, but one of the issues with substance abuse, I think that is kind of a well-known fact, is that people are resistant to substance abuse treatment if they haven't accepted that as an issue.
Yeah.
So it could be, some guys are thrilled to come here, and some guys, you know, say, I don't need the treatment.
Right, right. And they would fight that.
They might, yeah.
Now, I don't want folks to picture what they usually see when they think of a prison is a whole bunch of cells and lots of bars, but that's not the case with your facility.
Well, I always try to, you know, when I talk to people about prison, sometimes I say, if you've ever seen the TV show of Oz or something like that, get that out of your head, because, you know, the Virginia Department of Corrections is really very progressive, and they're forward thinking in how they do corrections, and it's really not like that at all. You know, there's a lot of routine order and structure in the daily routine of these men in here that, you know, and when they have routine order and structure, of course, it becomes a safer place to live. You know, I think my number one issue, I think the number one issue of the department has got to be, besides, you know, making sure inmates don't escape and they don't do what they're not supposed to, is it's got to be a safe place for staff to work and inmates to live.
Right. And you don't have the individual jail cells. At least what we saw when we were there was there's a series of almost like big, huge warehouse-type buildings
that's full of
bunk beds.
What we call dorms, and they're 88-bed dorms.
And so
there's 88 inmates in each dorm, and we have 4 dorms. So our population and we have 13 other cells that we could use if we need them, but our population would be somewhere around 350. And each one of those dorms is a community among itself.
And it's just one huge big room.
And all their beds are in there, and they're lined up, and they're structured. They have to have their bed area tight. I would probably compare it somewhat to, you know, military barracks.
That's exactly, well, when you toured us there and we went back there, that's exactly what I thought. That's exactly what it looks like. And the guys all look like soldiers. I mean, it's not really what you picture when you think of a prison.
Right. Well, one of the things I think that the Virginia Department of Corrections has done is, you know, and this happened many years ago, but, you know, we eliminate the wearing of personal clothes inside the institutions, and I think that creates a safer environment for everybody, where people, you know, aren't able to separate themselves based on the clothes they wear or how they wear them.
Paul Rice is the deputy warden at the Botetourt Correctional Facility in Troutville, Virginia. It's just north of Roanoke. He's joining us this half hour on Charlottesville right now. Paul, when y'all were touring us around and you took us back into that dorm with those guys, and we were just sort of standing there talking, I admit that about the first 3 or 4 minutes I was back there, I didn't know. I was afraid to move. I was just sort of standing there, and all of a sudden we're in the middle of this huge, huge room with hundreds of guys, and it was actually scary because I'd never even toured a prison before. Do you still have that feeling? I know you understand that feeling. You probably hear about it all the time from people who visit,
right.
But do you still, in your day-to-day, still feel that way occasionally, or is it just going to work?
Well, you know, I think one of the things we always gotta be considerate of is complacency. You know, we don't ever want to get complacent and feel comfortable, because we know that, and as you know in the news, you know, all the terrible incidents that have happened with the deputy sheriffs being shot down in Blacksburg.
Right, right.
And here and there, there's a lot of, if there's complacency that goes on, you let your guard down, I think that's a time where things may happen that aren't healthy. So yeah, there's times that you feel comfortable just by the nature of what you do and the frequency in which you do it. But at the same time, you always got to make sure that your eyes are open, your head's up, and that you're not putting yourself in a position, you know, where you're compromising your own safety.
Right.
So we have approximately 130 staff that work here. One of the things I tell everybody when they come in here is it's just not the security staff or the correctional officers that wear blue that are the security. Everybody here has two eyes and two ears that can tell you what's going on.
Right, right.
And we make sure that when information is passed, and like any organization, that the key to good security or the key to good management is having good information or a good chain of communication.
Now, I know that the approach that y'all are taking at Botetourt is very progressive, very unique for Virginia, with the providing these type of programs and drug treatment programs right before people are released. Has it proved successful? Are you actually seeing numbers come forth showing, hey, this is really working?
Well, I think we just had the grant. I think, if I recollect correctly, that we just had the grant that had ran out, and the state has picked up the positions for the therapeutic community. And now that the grant is complete, I think they are actually compiling the numbers of how successful things are. But I wouldn't have an answer, any specific percentage answer for you at this time.
What's the recidivism rate nationally? And I guess what I'm trying to get at is does Virginia have a higher rate of folks returning to prison, or lower, or is it about average?
You know what? I don't know.
But
I don't know.
But people do end up going back in, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's yeah, it happens. You know, there's people that you see over and over again, more than once sometimes.
Yeah. I remember when we were talking with you, we were talking about this very subject, and I don't remember if it was you or the warden who said that, you know, we were talking about people who feel more comfortable in a prison setting.
Yeah.
Maybe they've spent the majority of their adult life in one. And somebody was saying that you actually see that more among women prisoners than you do among men.
Well, you can see, I think with women, I think you can see it maybe more because there's fewer of them, and they may increase the I guess the frequency among women. But I think, you know, when you start thinking and look at, and I've worked with women as well, and I think one of the things you've seen with women and probably with men as well is that, you know, if people have lived an institutionalized life, and the only time they've ever had 3 square meals a day or a place to put their head or a place where maybe they didn't get beat on or do drugs, because I don't think everybody wants to use drugs. I think sometimes, you know, that addiction gets there and people really don't want to have that addiction. I think probably the best and cleanest and most sober that some people have been and will take care of is when they've been in prison. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I've heard, you know, as well, is that one of the things that's happened in society is that, you know, I think there used to be a time that if somebody came to prison, that was kind of their bottom. And now that I think we have children of parents that have been to prison, you know, that they may see that as more of a common rite of passage as opposed to being their bottom.
Wow.
So I think, in general, that prison can provide a lifestyle for somebody, or an escape, or some sort of some sort of structure or a safety net.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Paul, what is it you think most Virginians don't get or don't know about the Department of Corrections here in Virginia?
Well, one of the things I feel good about talking to you about, because I think corrections has come a long way. I think when you think of corrections, you can think generally when you see corrections on TV or how it's portrayed, it's a very negative environment. But one of the things I've seen since I've been in it, the Virginia Department of Correction takes great care to train its staff. We got a large part of, the largest part of our staff of correctional officers are very well trained professionals. And it's not your guy that's standing on the side of the road with a shotgun with sunglasses and a hat on anymore. These are folks that are trained, and they're trained in every aspect of running the institution. You know, our staff here, I can tell you, our COs here are able to handle about any incident that comes up or any type of situation that happens. You know, our COs have been trained in it, how to deal with it, and make it a part of their routine. And so I would say the training and the professionalization, I guess if that's a word, but how it's come over the years, I think they've really stressed that environment. You know, the Virginia Department of Corrections has developed a strategic plan that outlines the vision, mission, and goals of the values and goals of what we hope to obtain.
Paul Rice is the deputy warden at the Botetourt Correctional Facility in Troutville, Virginia, near Roanoke. Paul, I want to thank you, my friend. I know you're busy. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Paul Rice. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.